الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our last Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said recitation of salat meaning recitation of durood is noor on the bridge of Sirat. Whoever recites durood upon me 80 times on Friday, his sins of 80 years will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hopefully you've made some good intention before watching this silsila. Self-reformation. Let's add a couple more good intentions as well. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a mu'min is better than his action. Let's make some good intention that I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah is called out, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab. Inshallah, azza wa jal. The leader of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was engaged in trade to earn a halal livelihood. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a prominent cloth trader and would follow Islamic principles. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even as a trader, would do good to Muslims and do them favors. Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would do trade with me, and while sending me goods, he would tell me, "Oh Hafs, such and such cloths have some defect. Mention it to the buyer when you sell it." Once Sayyidina Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala sold the good of the trade but forgot to tell the buyer about the defect. When Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala learnt about it, he gave the entire amount of that trade in sadaqah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you've just heard how careful and cautious Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was about earning a halal livelihood and refraining from the morsel, from the luqma of haram and doubtful things. Undoubtedly, he rahmatullahi ta'ala knew that haram and doubtful thing can bring no blessing at all, whereas blessing lie completely in halal and pure things. Perhaps for this reason, he rahmatullahi ta'ala did not like to keep the earnings from the sold cloth and donated all of them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parable that we just heard contains a great lesson for those whose purpose of life is to only accumulate wealth and increase bank balance. Sometimes, these people driven by pure greed for wealth commit haram deeds while having financial dealings, causing damages not only to themselves but also to their family members. Remember, the more wealth one possesses in this world, the greater accountability he will face in the hereafter. We therefore should always avoid haram things and try to earn a halal and pure livelihood, and also persuade others to do the same so that we can also attain the excellence of halal. Mentioning the excellence of halal, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that some pious predecessors have said, when a Muslim eats the first luqma of halal food, his previous sins are forgiven. And the person who stands at a place of disgrace in search of halal sustenance, in search of halal risk, his sins fall like the leaves of a tree. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in Islam, how important is it to earn pure and halal livelihood can be realized by pondering over the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given clear commandment, has given clear order in the Holy Quran about consuming a halal and pure sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 7, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 88, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. Translation from Kanzul Iman: Eat from the sustenance which Allah has given to you, the lawful and the pure, and fear Allah in whom you believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Ayah 168 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Part 2. Translation from Kanzul Iman: O mankind, eat from what is lawful and pure in the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, halal and pure means that things which is halal itself, such as goat meat, vegetables and lentils, etc., and which we obtain it through permissible means, that is, it should not be obtained by means of theft, bribery, robbery, etc. Sayyidina Yahya bin Muaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, obedience is hidden in the treasure of Allah Almighty, and dua is its key, and halal food is the teeth of the key. If the key has no teeth, the door of the treasure will not be open. When the treasure is not open, how can we get to the obedience hidden in it? Therefore, protect your luqma, protect your morsel, and purify your food so that instead of darkness of bad deeds, the noor of virtuous deeds appear before you when you die. Continue to stop your body parts from the sins of consuming haram so that they can gain the pleasure of everlasting blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Holy Quran, chapter 29, Surah Al-Haqqa, verse number 24, translation from Kanzul Iman, eat and drink with pleasure the reward of what you sent ahead in the past days. And whoever does not refrain from consuming the haram will eat hot and bitter tohar fruit after remaining hungry for a long time. It will be very bad and harmful food, which will break the heart into pieces and will rip the liver and tear the body, causing unimaginable severe pain. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been learned that haram food brings many evils and halal food brings great blessings. The Muslims who earn halal sustenance and then feeds halal to his family leads a peaceful and purposeful life. Those who earn and eat halal attain a special status amongst people. Those who earn and eat halal see blessings in their business. Sins of those who earn and eat halal are forgiven and their du'as are answered. There are many virtues of earning and consuming halal. Whoever eats halal for 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will illuminate his heart and will make the springs of wisdom flow out of his tongue, subhanallah. That is, he will speak words of wisdom and Allah will guide him in the world and hereafter. In another hadith, whoever earns halal wealth and then consumes it himself or wears clothes obtained from these earnings and besides himself, feeds other people such as his family and other people and makes them wear from halal earnings, then this deed of his is a blessing and purity for him. One day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his blessed companions. A young man passed by. When the blessed companion saw the young man who was strong, they said, would he spend his youthfulness and power in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Upon this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if this person has come out to search for sustenance for his small children, so he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this person has come out to search for sustenance for his old parents, so even then he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he has come out to search for sustenance for protecting himself from begging people and from consuming haram, even then he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if he has come out to show off and to have pride, he is in the way of shaitan. So in Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers my dua. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Sa'd, atib mat'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wa. Purify your food, your du'as will be answered. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have just heard that halal food is full of blessings. By virtue of eating halal food, one's heart is filled with noor. By virtue of eating halal food, one speaks words of wisdom. We've also learned that whoever goes out in search of sustenance for his wife, children, and old parents is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just ponder, just think how great virtues and blessings a person receives by earning and eating halal. But alas, some people under the influence of nafs and shaitan use haram means, consume haram, and let others consume haram despite the availability of easy and halal sources of livelihood and make themselves deserving of hell. The character of righteous people of Allah Almighty is appreciable regarding earning and consuming halal sustenance. On page 223 and 224 of Uyun al-Hikayat part 1, a 410-page book published by Maktabatul Madina, a publication department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, I once traveled to a city named Tarsus in search of halal sustenance. When I reached there, a man approached me and said, I need a person who can guard and look after my grape orchard. Are you ready to look after my orchard on a wage? I replied in affirmative. I went with that person and began to work in his orchard with great dedication and hard work. One day, the owner of the orchard brought his friends to the orchard and asked me to bring him some best quality sweet grapes. Having heard this, I brought him a huge quantity of grapes. When the owner ate the grape, it was sour. He said to me, Oh, the guard of this orchard, it is very sorry to say that you have been working here for a long time, but still you have not been able to recognize sweet and sour grapes. Though you would have been eating lots of grapes from here all day and night, I said to the owner of the orchard, By Allah Azza wa Jal, to date, I have not eaten even a single grape from this orchard of yours, because I have been here only for looking after this orchard. That's why I could not identify which are sweet and which ones are sour. Listening to this, the owner said to his friends, Can there be anything stranger than this, that a person stays a long time in an orchard so honestly that he does not even eat a single grape from it? This person seems absent like Ibrahim bin Adam. The owner of the orchard did not realize that this person who was actually looking after his orchard was indeed Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, I started doing my work and the owner of the orchard left from there. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the great effort of heeding halal and honesty of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was truly commendable. If he had wanted, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would have got his desired food easily by making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, knew that dignity lies in hard work. His trustworthiness and abstinence were truly matchless. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, looked after the entire orchard. If he had wanted, he could have relished the opportunity to eat a bunch of grapes from the orchard. But he was not one of those who do not care about halal and haram and who betray the trust and who focuses their attention on the wealth of others. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was fully aware of the significance and the excellence of halal food. And dear viewers of Madani channel, for gaining the blessing of halal food and refraining from haram sustenance, and for knowing halal means of earning sustenance, read a brief booklet by Amir al-Sunnah named 50 Madani Pearls of Earning Halal Sustenance. This booklet has been written for the goodness of this ummah. It contains virtues of halal livelihood, warning against haram livelihood, and 50 informative Madani pearls of earning livelihood by halal means. My dear viewers of Madani channel, as we get away from the blessed era of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we are becoming more and more ignorant. The temporary attraction of wealth and riches has blinded people. In the past, people used to refrain from haram and impermissible food immensely. Now they've become so careless and fearless that ma'adallah they consume haram deliberately, swelling with pride. Some unwise people even say, whatever prosperity you see in this splendid home and family of mine is all because of haram wealth, ma'adallah. At the present time, if we earn our sustenance with honesty, it will be difficult to earn enough with peace. How can we fulfill new demands and desires of our family members on this small income? Remember, this is the curse of not following the Islamic principle. About the same era, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a time will come upon people when man will not care at all about how he has earned wealth, whether by haram or by halal. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on the above hadith, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, that is, people will become careless about religion in the last era. They will badly get sucked in financial worries. They will only care about accumulating and multiplying wealth without distinguishing between halal and haram fearlessly, as is common these days. It is stated in another hadith, a time will come upon people when the religion of religious person will not remain safe except for the person who runs from one mountain to the other and from one cave to the other. At that time, one will not be able to earn a living without displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. When faced with this situation, man will suffer destructiveness at the hands of their own wife and children. If there are no wife and children, he will suffer destructiveness at the hands of parents. If there are no parents, he will suffer destructiveness at the hands of his relatives and neighbors. The Blessed Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how will it happen? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, they will make him feel ashamed of his little livelihood. At that time, he will go to places of destructiveness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the Day of Judgment, we may fall into disgrace because of the relatives for whom we keep earning money, we keep earning sustenance day and night. It is indeed our responsibility to fulfill the rights of mother, father, wife, children, and the other relatives. However, for fulfilling their desires and escaping their taunts, if we keep accumulating wealth without distinguishing between halal and haram income, do not make their minds to have patience. Place trust in Allah and remain grateful to Him. Feel content with little livelihood in difficult times and do not teach them difference between halal and haram. Then it is quite probable that on the Day of Judgment, these relatives will make complaint against us to Allah and we will be the one who will suffer the punishment. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, it is narrated that amongst a man's relative, the closest relatives are his wife and children. On the Day of Judgment, the wife and children of a man will humbly say in the court of Almighty Allah, O our Lord, make this person give us our right because he never gave us the Islamic education and would provide us with haram food and we were unaware of it. The person would then be beaten so severely for earning haram that his flesh would come off his bones. Then he would be brought to the scale, Mizan, where angels will bring his good deeds equivalent to a mountain. Then one of his family members would come forward and say, I am in short of virtuous deeds, and he will take some of them. The person from his family will come forward and say, you made me consume interest money, and he will also take some of his good deeds. In this way, his family members will take all of his good deeds. Then he would say, turning his face towards his wife and children in despair, alas, now I have the burden of those sins and acts of cruelty which I committed for you. The angels will then say, he is the unfortunate person whose family has taken his virtuous deeds and he has entered Jahannam because of them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just think how unfortunate the person who keeps earning haram for his children is. On the Day of Judgment, his own family members will take his good deeds and achieve salvation, leaving him empty-handed. Our society has become so bad that people commit countless and grave sins in business dealings merely to satisfy their greed for wealth. Counterfeit, deception, fraud. If the buyer identifies a defect and the seller does not hesitate even in swearing false oath to assure the buyer the product is free from defects. Likewise, some people are blindly driven by greed and become rich and wealthy, traveling in expensive and luxury cars, becoming famous and acquiring high status, living the life of luxury with all modern comforts. In doing so, they remain busy pursuing their passion of having a healthy bank balance, violating others' right. They do not care if they need to ruin someone's family life, violate someone's right, or even kill someone to satisfy their greed. Just think over the fact that we are extremely careful in a personal matters so that people do not deceive us. On the other hand, regretfully, people have become extremely careless about earning halal and tayyib sustenance and refraining from everything that is haram and impermissible. Listen to the blessed saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the one under whose power the life of Muhammad is sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, when a man puts a haram luqma into his stomach, his 40 days deeds are not accepted and fire is better for the person who has consumed haram and riba to nourish his flesh. In another hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when the deceased is placed on a takht and raised, his soul moves with convulsive motion and sits on the takht and then cries out, O my family, do not let the world play with you as it has played with me. I accumulated halal and non-halal mal and then left that mal for others. Its benefit, the benefit is for them and its harm is for me. Therefore, learn a lesson from whatever I have faced. In another hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who buys a cloth with 10 dirhams, and if one dirham out of them is haram, Allah will not accept any of his salahs until that portion of cloth remains in his use. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day and night proclaims on the roof of Baytul Muqaddas, whoever consumes haram, Allah will neither accept any of his fard nor any nafl. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Al-Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, haram food is such a fire which melts the fat of contemplation, eliminates the pleasure of zikr, and burns the clothes of true intentions. It is haram which breeds the blindness of insight. Therefore, accumulate the halal wealth and spend it moderately. Protect yourself from haram and protect your family members from haram too. Do not have the company of the people consuming haram and keep refraining from eating their food. And do not have the company of the person who has income from haram sources. If you are true to your abstinence, then neither guide anybody towards haram, as when he will consume it, you will be accountable for it. And nor help anybody in acquiring haram, because a helper, a facilitator, is also involved in committing a deed. Remember, it is the halal food that makes deed acceptable, and concealing poverty and weeping in seclusion play an important role in the acceptance of deed and have a very significant part in earning halal sustenance. Sayyidina Ubad Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated, once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a place and saw that a person was busy making heartfelt dua in tears by raising his hands towards the sky. Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam kept on seeing him and then humbly asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Rahim and Kareem Rabb, why are you not answering the dua of this bondsman of yours? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation, sent a wahi to Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and said, O Musa, I will not answer this person's dua even if he cries to death and raises his hand to an extent that they touch the sky. Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked, my Mawla, what is the reason behind it? He alayhi salatu wasalam was responded that he eats haram and wears haram, and there is haram wealth in his home. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you've just heard that a person who eats haram, wears haram, and keeps haram wealth and possesses in his possessions in his home becomes himself the cause of unanswered dua and thus deserves the torment of hell. Therefore, if we wish our duas to be answered and we want to remain safe from the displeasure of Allah, we should only get into the habit of eating halal food and should keep on refraining from everything that is haram and impermissible. For example, if someone is unable to meet his living expense due to low salary, he should get rid of unnecessary expenses rather than using haram means to satisfy his greed for wealth. My dear viewers of Madani channel, someone said it very beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different parts of body that help us and guide us at different events. Our hands will tell us if the meal that we are going to consume is hot or cold. Our tongue will tell us that the meal we are going to consume is sweet or bitter. Our nose will tell us that the meal we are going to consume is stale or fresh. The only decision that we have to make is our meal halal or haram. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in order to understand what we are earning is halal or haram, we need to account, we need to consider how we earn the money, how are we spending it, and we actually have to seek guidance through Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah. Take your time, visit Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah or call them and find out, let them know, this is the way I earn my money, is it halal or haram, and what precautions I should take to make the money that I am earning and make it halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to only earn halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart. Take my hand, guide me. All the way. Oh.